Here comes Ron Hassey for the Yankees. Doyle Alexander is an out of way from tying his high as a Blue Jay with 17 wins. He is one out away from pitching the championship game here for the Eastern Division crown. And he's going to go all the way to do it. He works to Hassey. There's a swing and a fly ball left field. Bell is there. He's got it. The Blue Jays have done it. They have won the East. They have won the East.
You've been listening to a rebroadcast of October 5th, 1985, commemorating a Blue Jay first when they won the American East Division. Stay tuned for more Canadian radio history. AM 1430 News, here's Natalie Peugeot.
Good afternoon. 20 degrees, 68 Fahrenheit. Continuing sunny and even warmer tomorrow. Chance of rain for Sunday and holiday Monday. Toronto has its first all-sports radio station. Stay tuned as AM 1430 goes 24-hour sports just minutes from now. The Ray government has endorsed the use of pepper spray by police. It's part of new regulations that limit the use of lethal force when suspects are being pursued. But while the province says officers can draw guns only to protect life or prevent serious bodily harm, Ottawa says officers can shoot to stop a fleeing suspect. A major conflict that has to be worked out. Queen's Park will ask Ottawa to come online. Giving Canadians a chance to have their say on the new unity deal comes with a hefty price. Elections Canada says the cost of a national referendum on the constitutional package could be as much as $150 million. That's about 50% more than the original estimate, which was based on the cost of the 1988 federal election. More bad news today for unemployed Ontarians. There were 20,000 more last month over July for a provincial unemployment rate of 11.3%. The national rate held at 11.6% for the third month in a row. On a lighter note, mortgage rates have plunged to a 35-year low at the Bank of Montreal, TD, and now at the Royal Bank as well. Starting Tuesday, the six-month closed mortgage at those three banks will fall from 6.5% to 5.9%. And Bank of Montreal is lowering its MasterCard interest rate as well. That'll fall to 16.75%. A check on the markets. TSE is up half a point this hour. The Dow is down six. AM 1430 weather. Sunny with the high 24 today. Even warmer and sunny tomorrow. Chance of rain for Sunday and for holiday Monday. 20 degrees right now. 68 Fahrenheit. I'm Natalie Peugeot. Stay tuned as we launch Toronto's first all-sports radio station right after this.
Will all car dealers please leave the room? Sorry, folks, but I had to do that before I could tell you about the inventory clearance at Cruikshank Motors. Hey, you, close that door. It's for their own good. If they knew how low Cruikshank slashed prices on more than 150 Topaz, Town Cars, Explorers, and Aerostars and pickups, well, there's no telling what they'd do. Ever seen a grown car dealer cry? Not a pretty sight. But these deals are. Cruikshank Motors, 2062 West and North of Lawrence. Always thinking of the other guy.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Scott Ferguson with 1430 Sports. David Cone makes his second start for the Jays as they take on the Twins at Skydome at 7:05.
The pitch, it's drilled. It's hit a ton. Left field and way back. See you later. Home run, Candy Maldonado.
Fly ball deep left field. High drive, deep drive. Back goes Hall. It's up, and yes, sir, there she goes.
Forget about re-signing Joe Carter to get Jose to the playbook.
You've now completely lost your marble.
All right.
I believe they're under the table.
I think it's great we're getting an all-sports radio station here in Toronto. I'm a huge Leafs fan, and I can't wait. This is going to be great.
We were talking off air. Is this a hockey town, or is this a baseball town? It seems the last couple of days like it's a hockey town.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Park racing into Chickwood. He levels it with about three. Park with Pearson. Park shoots. Go!
Toronto's needed a sports radio station for years. I can hardly wait.
Now Duchene. Pass it quick for Gretzky. He scores! Wayne Gretzky. And it's 2-0. Campbell Johnson.
I think it's great. I mean, I'm a big fan of the Jays. Terrific team around town. And you've got Raceline now at 7 till 8. So it's an incredible show. I mean, you can hear all about the NASCAR racing and the Indy. Terrific.
Here he comes. Michael Andretti looking for the checkered flag.
is your race winner, Michael Andretti, has won the 1991 Molson Indy.
I think this is a great idea. I'm a big sports fan. It's about time somebody did this, and I'm looking forward to hearing a lot of sports on the radio, and now I know where to tune.
There's a right to the body, a right uppercut by Tyson.
Canada's first all-sports radio station, The Van, 1430.
Radio, The Fan, 1430. All Sports Radio is on the air. Greetings, salutations, best wishes. Good afternoon from Toronto. Bob McCown, Dan Shulman, Mike Inglis around the table. And give yourselves a hand here. Thanks a lot for coming down and joining us. We've got a cast of thousands down here. We're going to introduce you to them over the next few hours. This is a memorable day in Canadian radio, not just sports radio, but radio in general, Dan, as we get the unique opportunity to put a brand new radio station on the air, a brand new format, a format that some will be familiar with. It's been in existence for the last 4 or 5 years in the United States, and with great success, certainly in cities like New York and San Diego, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, and a few others, but pretty exciting to have our first one here in Canada.
First time in Canada. It's worked in some U.S. markets similar in size to Toronto. We've got a couple of great properties at CJCL. We've got the Blue Jays, of course. We've got the Maple Leafs. Hijacked Mike Inglis from down in Indianapolis. Toronto boy comes back home. We got a lot of people enthused about it. I think we're going to have a good time.
This is, without a doubt, this is probably the premier sports city. I would go as far as saying North America. I mean, it's great for me to come back home here. And when you've got the Jays and you've got the Leafs and you've got all this great interest in everything from college athletics to what have you, even the high school and some of the different events that come into the city. I mean, there's just lots of sports going on and there's a great interest.
Well, there's hopefully a great interest in what we're doing. Otherwise, we'll pick out a few of those records that haven't been passed already.
Right, we'll put them back on. Get those CDs.
Now, well, what are we going to be doing over the course of the next 40 or 50 years? Now, you're going to be handling the morning show. What do we look for?
Joe Bowen is going to work with me very intricately in the morning, and we'll have Bob Durant with news, Stephanie Smythe doing the traffic, and what we are actually going to do in the morning, some folks might be a little bit surprised because we're not going to come at you with a billion scores in the morning. We're going to do some lifestyle stuff that people are actually interested in besides sports. You know, whether it's your mortgage or the pudding. The one thing we always talk about, because Joe Bowen's so up on this right now, is a dump's going in near his house. He wants to know how he can stop this dump from going in.
Yes.
So it's going to be lifestyle stuff you're interested in, stuff that when you go to the water cooler, say, hey, did you hear Bonesy talking about this today? Or we're going to also talk about what you talked about the night before. Hey, you know, we got to listen to Bob again and Dan because they had this guy on, that guy on, and what have you. Sports is going to be all weaved in through this whole thing. That, of course, is our main theme. But lifestyle, I guess, is probably the best way to describe it, you know?
Dan, your thoughts on what you're planning on?
Well, I want to mention just before we get to me at noon that Steve Simmons of The Sun and Mary Ormsby of The Star will have a show on from 10 until 12, very issue-oriented. They'll be on Monday to Friday for 2 hours. Once we get to you at noon, we're going to do kind of the same thing that we've done in the evenings for the past 6 months when the format initially changed. Move it up into the midday. Talk to as many ball players, hockey players, coaches, all that kind of stuff as we can. Do some lighter stuff. Do some fun stuff. Let the fans in on it. And basically, just whatever's the hot story of the day, we'll do. And then at 3 o'clock, you'll mosey on in.
Mosey on in.
You better mosey on in with a little more of an entrance than that.
Well, I'll be moseying on in with you.
With me for an hour.
So you and I get an hour to yell and scream at
each other. And then I get to go home, and you're so upset you got to work 3 more hours and get it out of your system.
And Hunt will be here at 5 o'clock, as he usually is, and hopefully a little bit earlier today, and we'll chat with him. Well, as we mentioned, a cast of thousands and lots of dignitaries and celebrities with us here. And we have a Major League cake for those of you who are listening on the radio this afternoon. And if you're tootling around downtown Toronto, we invite you to come down. We're in the lobby of the Skydome Hotel at the Skydome, and we've got a little
little champagne going here. We got a big cake to celebrate the launch of this brand new radio station for you here. 24-hour sports radio. The Fan 1430 is on the air. Can we get John Ray, the general manager of the radio station, to mosey on up here? Where's John?
There he is.
You want to cut the cake? Well, come on up here. Grab the microphone too. John Ray, the general manager. I think we can get on that. Chris, can we see if that one is fired up and ready to go?
Oh, sounds like
it.
Yeah.
I think it's there. John, tell us a little bit about how long this has been in the making. You guys have been working on this, obviously, for a long period of time, and maybe the worst-kept secret in Toronto?
Probably is, because we have been looking at this for well over a year, Bob. We have visited several U.S. markets. We've done our research here in Toronto with the sports fans. And as you know, back in March, we kind of went halfway, and we increased our sports updates every 30 minutes and did talk from 5 p.m. to midnight. And we wanted to see the advertiser and listener response to that, and it just came through glowingly on all counts. And so we're here today, going all the way.
Well, this is obviously a major step, but one that you feel can be ultimately successful.
Absolutely. As you guys were saying, is there a finer city in North America for sports than this one? And we think we've got the heritage, the legacy here with our play-by-play experience over the years. We've seen the kind of job the Blue Jays have done and the fan support for them. We know the Leafs and their new ownership, and the Argos, their new ownership. It's just a great sports town, and the fans and advertisers have told us this will work. I want to cut this cake, Bob, and have a toast.
That's what we're going to do right now. Step on over here. Guys, continue to jump in on the conversation as it is pertinent. Where are some luminaries that you undoubtedly will recognize? Mike McCarthy, the general manager of the Toronto Argonauts, getting ready for a big football game on Monday night in Hamilton. Paul Beeston, the president of the Toronto Blue Jays and rumored to be president of various other things, including the United States of America. Cliff Fletcher, the president of the Toronto Maple Leafs, with us. Gentlemen, start your engines. Cut this cake.
We're going for the drink. Okay. Here we go.
There we go.
Great.
Well done.
Right.
It's official. The Fan is on the air. Beast, while I got you here, you've been around this town since day one of this this ball club, 1977. You and I have known each other for a long time, been through thick and thin, more thick for you than thin. Nothing particular meant by that. What are your thoughts on this rather special day for this radio station?
I think it's outstanding. I think it's something that's a long time due in Toronto. You got the right people. It's going to be a lot of fun. And there is a market for it, as you well know. I mean, you know, people ask, where's Bob McCowan? I mean, now you're going to have Bob McCowan's all day, 24 hours a day. I'm sorry, there has to be games so we can't hear you.
Well, we won't be missing any Blue Jay games, obviously. I am told we will once again this year be carrying all of the spring training games as well from Florida, plus the 162. And if you guys manage to make it into postseason this year, God bless you, I hope.
Well, we're going to make it to postseason, but I think more importantly, it's good for Tom and Jerry because they get to work those extra 32 games in the spring.
Beast, thanks a lot for being with us today. All the best of luck. Mike McCarthy, the Toronto Argonauts. Well, unfortunately, the Argonauts chose to go with a different radio station, and I know that Michael has regretted that decision since he made it, and probably even more so today.
Well, if you guys would have given some more money, it would have been no problem at all.
If we hadn't given most of it to Beeston and Fletcher, we would have had some for you.
Somebody's got to get it.
What do you think of this?
I think it's great. You know, I do a lot of these shows from the United States, and it's about time we had one in Canada.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Best of luck on Monday night. Big game against the Pussycats, huh?
Big game. You remember, it's not how you start the season, it's how you finish.
You got your helmet ready for Monday?
Any of you fans coming down there, wear a hard hat.
Yeah, you got that right. They're ready. Mike McCarthy, the GM of the Toronto Argonauts, and Cliff Fletcher, the president of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Great to have you with us. And getting ready for, we're excited, getting ready for a big season for the Toronto Maple Leafs. I know you're excited.
Well, we sure are. You know, we're the only team in town that hasn't lost a game since April.
There you go. You think you might be saying the same thing next April? No, I somehow doubt it, but you've got to be a little bit more enthusiastic with what you've got going into this season than you did when you came here from the West.
Oh, very much so. I think at least we have a team now that can compete in the league, compete with anybody on a given night, and we're really looking forward to an exciting season.
And we're looking forward to yet another year of Toronto Maple Leaf hockey. Of course, it's been an institution on 1430 for a great many years, and we relish the affiliation with you guys.
Well, so do we, likewise, and we're looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Cliff. That's Cliff Fletcher, the president of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Stay tuned. We've got lots more still to come. Bob McCowan, Dan Shulman, Mike Inglis at the podium. So lots more special guests as we are kicking off Canada's first all-sports radio station. This is Sports Radio, The Fan, 1430.